I'm stupefied, both giddy and repulsed, as Madonna struts, toe rings clicking against the pergo flooring, to the space on my right.
That's writer Craig Bernier reading from his collection of short stories titled Your Life Idyllic.
She removes her ball cap, shades, and outer top to reveal a torso, arms, and shoulders that only personal trainers, live-in gurus, and private chefs can incite. If I remember straight, I think Madonna is close to late 50s Jackie in age. But looking between the two of them, Jackie's big rump splayed out while she huffs into a sort of forward bend, and then Madonna makes me think perhaps two phylum exist for Homo sapiens, upper and lower.
Craig Bernier was born in Michigan, went to school at Macomb Community College, then Wayne State University, and he now lives in Pennsylvania. So good to have you with us on Stateside, Craig.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You may live in Pennsylvania now, but boy, your Michigan roots run so strong through your writing. And I'm wondering, how would you describe Your Life Idyllic, this collection of short stories?
I mean, I would consider there's 9 stories total, 7 of which are based in and around the Detroit metropolitan area. And it's mostly residents in Macomb County, Wayne County, and Oakland County in conflict with problems and the tensions that come of those problems and following them to see, can they get some resolution in their life and how do they cope with these problems at the onset? But very ordinary things. Your 14-year-old daughter doesn't speak English to you anymore. Instead, she takes up French and only wants to speak French, or working a night shift at Rouge River Foundry and a snowstorm hits. Very ordinary things that folks can somewhat identify with.
Oh, I completely agree. I thought every story had people who are so everyday and so relatable, and it strikes me basically they're trying to be happy and they're trying to make things work, but sometimes they fall short. In other words, they're kind of reaching for that idyllic life.
Yeah, that's sort of the irony of the story is it's hard to maybe find an idyllic life in this book. But yeah, you're right. I think that each one of the characters has an idea of what groundedness and happiness is. They may not be existing in that, but they strive.
Craig, you write in your short stories, in Your Life Idyllic, you write with such detail and such ease about a lot of kinds of people and many kinds of jobs and challenges, from a worker at Ford's Rouge plant who's really getting sucked into and trapped into his dad's blue-collar life, or a guy trying to get his brother into rehab before that brother drinks himself to death, or a truck driver who has just had it up to here as he's stuck in a traffic jam on the west side of Detroit. And the detail, like, for example, the truck driving detail, I learned a lot about what it takes to drive a big rig. What kind of background do you bring to your writing? You've had a lot of different jobs.
I've been a worker all my life. I've done a number of different jobs. I mean, I think one of the writer's key jobs is to be a good observer, a student of life. So I don't necessarily have to be a truck driver to sit out at a truck stop and watch truck drivers, how they talk, what they do, have conversations with people about their jobs and their occupations, and listen to what it is that they say. And as a result of that, it gives me kind of carte blanche to work any job. I just need to find someone who does it and then pay close attention to what they say. And what I found is most people's jobs are pretty much alike.
No matter what they are, you're right.
Nuclear physicists and folks that flip burgers, they have a lot of the same concerns. They have a lot of the same boredom often in jobs. Work is a big part of all my stories. I mean, for me and everyone I knew, work was a kind of universal thing. We were all doing it or trying to do it or find somebody who had it. I'm a big fan of Philip Levine, and I'm always thinking of that Philip Levine poem, What Work Is.
But then there was one story that really I thought was so unique and different and relatable, and that is the one you started reading at the beginning of our interview, Lucky Star, this guy who's going to yoga class, and oh my God, who is that next to me? It's Madonna. Can you tell us a little bit about how that story idea hatched in your head?
Sure, as best I can. You know, I don't write with a real, this will sound weird, I don't write with a kind of intent to tell a story about a Madonna or yoga clinic. I tend to try to create characters enough so that when I start to follow them around in a short story, they begin to tell me like what it is they want to do and what it is that they want to say. It's almost a point where I become a kind of observer. So I know that I started to take some yoga classes myself, and there was all this talk about peace and centeredness, and I just found myself competing with everybody, trying to out yoga the person next to me. And I knew that was not very yogic.
Right, it's not. So, understandable.
Right. And so I created this character just enough based on my own experiences to see how absurd could this get? How farcical could it get? So the next thing seemed to be introduce a celebrity into this character's life. And I don't know, I guess I was retrospectively listening to a lot of Madonna at that point, and there she popped up into this yoga studio in Clarkston, Michigan.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with writer Craig Bernier. His collection of short stories is called Your Life Idyllic. This book, winner of the St. Lawrence Book Award, which is, Craig, what helped your collection get published. And you certainly had a pretty twisty-turny road to becoming a published author. Where did you grow up?
Actually, I grew up in a small town. It was a village back then. It's different now. North of Mount Clemens, a place called New Haven, Michigan, which is a really neat place to grow up because it was strangely both industrial. There was this big foundry in the center of town and a lot of old houses. Pretty large African-American population for being in upper Michigan farmland. And then it had this agrarian farm lifestyle based right around it. So it was sort of this clash of great cultures, farmers and factory workers, all within a town space. So New Haven, Michigan is where I hail from.
And you went to the Navy right after high school in 1989 because...
Oh, I wanted to get out of Michigan as fast as possible. Who doesn't at that age? This was a day and age before everybody was running off to college. I wanted to do something different. Most of my friends joined the service, and it seemed like the thing to do. I was a bit of a joiner back then. So a buddy of mine and I joined the United States Navy in 1988. We're on delayed entry and went in 89, and I spent about 4 years in the Navy and then 4 years in the reserves out at Selfridge Air Force Base.
You were there for Operation Desert Shield and Operation Desert Storm. Your timing was like almost bullseye, wasn't it? Were you involved in all of that?
I was on the USS Louisville, a fast attack submarine in the Red Sea during that period.
What's your main memory from that period?
You know what? There are a lot greater war writers than I, and I don't spend a lot of time writing about that. I still haven't fully processed it. But I do think when people write about a war and conflict, I agree with them in the fact that it is 95% waiting and boredom and 5% unimaginable busyness, the frantic.
Did that help kind of congeal this idea that maybe you would like to write? Was it through that or after that?
No, I ran into a professor of English who was working at Macomb Community College. In one of my last classes at Macomb Community College, this professor, who's now at Saginaw Valley, his name is Vince Simarco. And he came to me outside after a writing class, and he said, "What are you doing here?" And I thought, well, I'll leave. And he said, "No, you just got a lot of talent. You don't really belong in this class. I want you to consider that you have enough talent that perhaps you could pursue this, maybe not as a career, but just some way to make sense and meaning out of your life." And he sent me to Wayne State to work with a professor, a guy now deceased named Chris Leland, and I did that. Then the rest was just being passed off from mentor to mentor.
And then you finally get that award for your collection of short stories, the St. Lawrence Book Award, which led it to be published. One of the stories that really got me, because I'm the mother of a daughter, was An Affliction of Starlings. And this is a divorced dad doing his darndest to try to connect with that 14-year-old daughter. Number one, she's entered her teen years, so been there, enough said that. Two, she is besotted by all things French. And three, he's got to make these connections work while he's having his weekly visitation. And I got the feeling that so many people could feel what this guy is going through. So would you end by reading us an excerpt from An Affliction of Starlings?
Absolutely. This is from Affliction of Starlings. The daughter's name is Roxy, and the father is, they're sitting down to their morning breakfast routine, and they've just had a bit of an argument. "Where has this laughter gone? Lately, it's been all pouty frumping, shoulder shrugging, and poo-pooing everything I say or suggest. I glance at her, raising a brow in query. But she confuses my investigation with something else. 'Okay,' she says, then snorts. 'I'll stop, I'll stop.' She keeps giggling. Then her cellular beeps. She pulls it from a back pocket and begins with the swipes, pecks, wipes, and taps that compromise so much of our time together now. A smile lingers as she works the screen. I'm sure she's not planning on finishing her food. She turns, snaps a picture of me, then goes on typing, flips to show me, grumpy, on Twitter and Facebook. The caption reads, "Dad with grimace." It has already been liked, already retweeted.
Craig Bernier's collection of short stories is titled Your Life Idyllic, and that was an excerpt from the story An Affliction of Starlings. Craig, so good to talk with you, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. It's been such a pleasure. Take care.